SIU President Randy Dunn joins us now. The governor's budget as proposed, at least as far as we know from the information that has been given to some of the leadership around the building here, contains a 31% cut overall for higher education on the order of almost $400 million. Your response to that sobering news?
Well, again, Jack, we haven't seen specific numbers. It wasn't announced in the speech itself. But we are given to understand, as we look at some of those figures as we speak almost, that for the SIU system, that would be about $60 million across the system. Obviously, that would entail draconian cuts, changes of a magnitude that really almost are difficult to think about. But what I've also told the campuses and other individuals who are watching closely developments here, this is only the first act in a very long drama. It will go throughout this spring. And I think the challenge for us at the university, and really for all of the state universities in our system, is to be able to tell the story about what we're doing, look to work with the governor and the General Assembly as we show how we're investing in the state and in its economy. So if you heard the governor's speech, he made reference very early on to the fact that we need to invest, we need to improve and reinvigorate Illinois. A big way that gets done with its workforce is through higher education. So we're looking forward to the opportunity to make our case and tell our story about the investment that's made in us and how that plays out in helping being part of a solution, an investment as opposed to a cost.
The governor says that instead of 31%, by the time you look at all university funds that can be tapped, in his view, it's really only about 5.5-6%.
Well, we did have an opportunity, having some sense of what the numbers were going to be, to do some quick calculations. And as we see it for SIU, while that average for all of the state institutions is about 5%, for us, we're looking at that being more in the range of 15%. If you look again at all revenue streams available, that's a significant cut, and we would have to figure out ways to manage that. So again, you have the University of Illinois that can skew that average to some degree, but for the SIU campuses, it's a significantly larger percentage.
The University of Illinois system's endowment is considerably larger than the SIU system, so that's one of the factors at play in this. But the other thing is, even though universities are sitting on top of some foundation money, the money is in the form of gifts, and otherwise it's been spoken for.
That's right, Jack. I mean, and this is kind of a popular misconception, that with our foundations we have means to continue our operations. That's not what this money is available for. As gifts are given to the university by donors, those are restricted for very specific purposes. We are not allowed to go in and tap those funds for other uses. And by far and away, those gifts support scholarship dollars. We distribute the income from that money to support our students attending school, to keep costs down. So it's not the case that we can go to those dollars for operating purposes. We do have some reserves, and mention was made by the governor in his speech today of reserves that are available, for instance, to municipalities. But we also hold some reserves. But again, it's not just a large pot of money that we can go to. We hold reserves in place for insurance purposes, for contingencies in regard to various funds. Most of our bond projects require reserves. So again, these are not dollars that we can go to and just grab for operations. The cuts that have been announced will have a significant impact if put into place.
The cuts come on top of years of declining revenues from the state from state government.
Yes.
For higher education. In some ways, the overall budget for higher ed is probably a decade or more out of whack with what inflation would normally put it at. So you're already coming from a standpoint of actually having to have made cuts over the previous,
yes,
these previous years. So now you're getting down to talking people and programs.
Yes.
Because there's not much left.
Yes. Well, you know, again, we're working from very preliminary information and not seeing a lot of numbers yet. But again, kind of working back of the napkin and doing some quick research, it appears, again, for SIU, given what we would lose in state support, our appropriation would roll back to a level we haven't seen since about 1990. We're talking 25 years in terms of going backward for that state support level. Again, if you tried to equate that to tuition dollars, as we've tried to calculate it very quickly, we can't go to tuition and get this done either. It would be anywhere from 75 to 80% increase to cover the loss of state money. We can't do that to our students. SIU across the system is known for affordability, accessibility, so we're not going to be able to go to our students, our parents to get that made up. And yes, it would be severe cuts in services that we provide to students and the region as a whole. What we've said on campus is, as we deal with this, and again, we know that we've got a long time through the spring to go to see the final product, but if we have cuts to deal with, our philosophy will be to protect those academic programs, the core student services, and if we have to do cuts, look at those outer rings. And those are things that affect the region, whether you're talking about environmental education at Touch of Nature, broadband support that helps our telemedicine program at the School of Medicine, all of these things that are huge for the region that happen under the aegis of SIU then become at risk. And again, I understand we're in very difficult times in this state, and we've got to do our share along with other state agencies and programs. But part of what happens this spring is for us to tell the story about the impact of this on our people. If you just look at numbers impacted, you'd be talking about hundreds of individuals if we had to get this done through layoffs. So we're going to try to show what the impact of this would be, how detrimental it would be, not just to the university, but to the region as a whole, and have the opportunity to make our case as we go through what's going to be, I think, a very long spring getting to a final budget.
Lots of hard work ahead.
Lots of hard work for all of us, but we have a great story to tell at SIU, and we're just wanting to make sure we have the opportunity to do that along with many others who will join us in that work.
President Randy Dunn, thanks very much.
Thanks, Jack.